And now West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A former Harrelson County Sheriff's Office employee accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the department is expected to serve 10 years on felony probation and immediately repay more than $11,000 to the Sheriff's Office after a plea deal was approved on Thursday. Jada Pike pled to one count of violation of oath of public office and one count of theft by taking. District Attorney Jason Smith telling WLBB Radio, though Ms. Pike served Harrelson County during a long career, her actions at the end of her service must be accounted for. Pike's charges stem from an investigation that began in 2021 after Sheriff Stacey Williams took office and had a thorough audit conducted on all sheriff's office accounts. Discrepancies were discovered during the audit in the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office inmate account. Special investigators over a two-year period worked on the case before turning it over to the district attorney's office. The investigation showed that Pike embezzled a significant amount of money from the inmate account during a two-year period before Sheriff Williams took office. Seven Western Harrelson County convenience stores are claimed to have violated Georgia law this week when cashiers are alleged to have sold alcohol, tobacco, or vapes to an underage person. Members of the Harrelson County Crime Suppression Unit conducted the underage buy sting operation due to an overwhelming number of complaints received at the sheriff's office. The offending stores were issued a citation and their names submitted to the state of Georgia for follow-up. Well, wrapping up Georgia's Severe Weather Preparedness Week on Friday, and today the focus is on flooding safety. Here's Graddock Communications weather tracker Kevin Hemphill.
If flooding occurs, get to higher ground. Leave areas subject to flooding such as canyons, dips, and low spots. Avoid areas that are already flooding, especially if the water is fast flowing. Never try to cross flowing streams or flooded roadways. It can take only 6 inches of fast-moving water to knock over an adult, and only 1 to 2 feet of fast-moving water to carry away a vehicle. Additionally, the roadbed could be washed out underneath the floodwaters. The best advice if driving is turn around, don't drown. If your vehicle is suddenly caught in rising water, leave it immediately and seek higher ground. Additional information on flood safety can be found at redcross.org or weather.gov. And for continuous hyperlocal coverage during severe weather, tune in to your favorite Graddock Communications radio station. I'm weather tracker Kevin Hemphill.
Thank you for the information this week, Kevin. It has been called Carroll County's social event of the year, along with Sheriff Terry Langley's soup tastings, of course. The Golden Cake Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast coming up this Saturday at the Carroll County Ag Center.
Pancakes, sausage, biscuits, gravy, grits. We even have eggs. We thought about having to cancel eggs this year due to the price, but no, we've got eggs again this year. It's a good breakfast.
Bob Uglum promoting the event.
Our club's motto is helping children of the world one child at a time. And so all the money we raise from Pancake Breakfast stays in Carroll County. We decided just to spend the money on scholarships at Central High School in Carrollton and at 12 for Life.
And the Golden K Pancake Breakfasts are the last three Saturdays in February from 7:30 a.m. through 11:30. Cost of the meal is a $10 donation. The Carroll Symphony Orchestra this evening presenting a concert of masterworks, including Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, John Williams' Star Wars theme, and CSO conductor Terry Lowry's Symphony No. 2.
We put on between 50 and 60 concerts a year altogether through the Carroll Symphony Orchestra Foundation. But this event kind of helps us plan the repertoire and what we're going to be doing for the whole rest of the year. So this is where we perform the winning compositions from our statewide young composer competition. We've gotten national recognition for this. This is one of the most innovative outreach programs that we have. Since 2004, we've premiered over 160 orchestral compositions by K through 12 students from all over Georgia.
Conductor Lowry was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
We'll kick it off with the main theme from Star Wars. I'll be conducting from the piano, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. And then we'll play two of the young composer winners, Walter Wu, who is a fourth grader here at Carrollton Upper Elementary School, and Ada Lynn Key, who is an eighth grader at Bremen Middle School. We're going to premiere My Second Symphony to close out the program.
The CSO's Concert of Masterworks tonight at 7:30 at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at the box office and online at carrolltonarts.com. And Deputy Fire Chief Bill Lambert with the City of Carrollton Fire Department presented with a commendation from Georgia's governor at the state capitol's Firefighter Appreciation Day ceremony in recognition of his achievement as the Georgia Arson Control 2024 Fire Investigator of the Year. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.